This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden Saturday signed the bill that suspends the U.S. government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling, averting what would have been a first-ever default. VOA's Marissa Melton.
The House of Representatives and the Senate passed the legislation this week after Biden and House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy reached an agreement following tense negotiations. The Treasury Department had warned it would be unable to pay all its bills on June the 5th if Congress had failed to act by then. Biden signed the bill at the White House a day after, hailing it as a bipartisan triumph in his first ever Oval Office address to the nation as president.
Both sides operated in good faith. Both sides kept their word.
Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Concerns have spiked around civilian safety in Ukraine after officials announced more than 25% of air raid shelters are locked or unusable. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Discovery comes just days after a woman in Kyiv allegedly died waiting outside a shuttered shelter during a Russian missile barrage. In his daily address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky expressed concern about the situation in Kyiv. After everything has happened, Kyiv residents repeatedly post information about the lack of access to shelters, not just about closed shelters, but about obstructed entrances to shelters, about the absence of shelters at all in some parts of the city. This level of negligence in the city cannot be excused. The Interior Ministry said that over 5,300 volunteers would continue to inspect shelters across Ukraine. I'm Karen Chamas.
The influential sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un vowed again on Sunday to push for a second attempt to launch a spy satellite as she criticized the UN Security Council meeting over the North's first failed launch. This is VOA News. India's railway minister says a train derailment that killed more than 300 people and injured hundreds more was caused by an error in the electronic signaling system that led a train to wrongly change tracks. Ashwini Vishnu's explanation Sunday came as authorities worked to clear the mangled wreckage of two passenger trains that derailed Friday night in eastern India in one of the country's deadliest rail accidents in decades. Press Trust of Indian News Agency earlier reported that preliminary investigations reveal that a signal was given to the train to enter the main track line, but was later taken off. The train entered another line known as a loop line and crashed into a goods train parked there. Just hours after U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin rebuked China for refusing to hold military talks, the State Department announced that a senior U.S. official will travel to China next week to try to boost communication with Beijing at a time of tense relations between the two countries. Reuters' Lisa Bernard.
Ties between the world's two largest economies are at loggerheads over everything from the future of democratically ruled Taiwan, territorial claims in the South China Sea, and President Joe Biden's restrictions on semiconductor chip exports. For its latest diplomatic effort, the U.S. will send Daniel Crittenbrink, the Assistant Secretary of State for East Asian and Pacific Affairs, to China to discuss what the State Department called, quote, key issues in the bilateral relationship. Crittenbrink's trip follows a visit to China last month by CIA Director William Burns.
Just hours again, the three Israeli soldiers and an Egyptian security officer were killed near the country's border Saturday. Israel and Egypt both said in a rare incident that countries said that they're investigating jointly. Edward Barron explains.
The Israeli military said an Egyptian police officer shot and killed two soldiers while they secured a military post at the Egyptian border early on Saturday. It said the officer and a third Israeli soldier were then killed in a confrontation inside Israeli territory hours later. Egypt's military said that the three Israeli and one Egyptian security personnel had been killed in an exchange of fire as the Egyptian security officer chased smugglers across the frontier. Israel evacuated one person wounded in the shooting to hospital. The Israeli military said it was unclear how the Egyptian officer crossed the border fence, and soldiers were searching the area to rule out additional assailants.
That is Reuters' Edward Barron reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.